Before we move on to rating some segments for the codes we've discussed so far, let's clarify a couple of points. First, if an attempt at richness is largely incorrect or confusing, score is not present even if there are some elements of correct mathematics in the mix. Second, if a segment contains some incorrect attempts at richness and some correct attempts at richness, you should ignore the incorrect attempts and rate the segment based on the quality of the correct attempts. Third, if students enact richness elements that meet the requirements of the code, you may score these as you would if the teacher were offering those elements. For instance, a complete and correct student explanation or student link can be scored the same as if it had come from the teacher. Finally, evidence for these codes can occur during student work time as well as during whole class instruction. Students may offer explanations or make connections while working at their seats, and the teacher might also engage in these activities while working with individuals or groups of students.